In today's episode, we're going to answer Shelley's question. How do I tell my boss I'm dyslexic, or should I even do it? So let's dig straight in. Hey everyone, hope you had a fantastic Easter. We're going to talk today about should you tell your boss you're dyslexic? Now this is a question we're getting a lot. You know, a lot of people are going through this challenge of making this decision. You know, a lot of questions go through our head. Will they understand? Will they start to judge me? Will they manage me differently? What's going to happen? Because you can't predict what your employer is going to be like unless the company has a really obvious policy on this type of thing. And that can cause a lot of anxiety, pain, stress you may have been through in previous jobs. And it also causes us to disorientate and imagine scenarios that could be much worse than what could actually happen. But there's definitely a few things you can do to make this decision. And I've got a bit of advice I would give or how I would deal with it because I'm an employer myself. And how I would deal with it a bit differently to some employers, of course, but everyone is going to be different. So the first thing is first, you don't actually have to tell your employer you're dyslexic. You don't have to do it. It's a choice. But a lot of the time you'll want to do it because it will build anxiety. The other thing as well is it's like in school, if no one knows you're dyslexic, you're going to be put through the exact same process as non-dyslexics. And that can cause a lot of pain because you're being told to do something a way that doesn't work for you. So the work you're actually producing may not be good enough because you're actually having to do it through a different system. Whereas if a few changes happen for you, your work productivity could double. Dyslexics are brilliant. I always remember a story when I had a job many a year ago. I was so creative and smart at how I did my job. I managed to take an 8-hour-a-day workload and produce it in 2 hours per day. And I always remember sitting there on the internet playing around because I probably wasn't that ambitious at that time. I was probably 20, 22. But I managed to get everything flowing so smoothly, I looked like I was remarkably productive. And then I could do the reactive work, which came in. So a random email asking something I could go over and above on. So people thought, wow, this guy's amazing. And so I built this up. And I never told, to be honest, personally, I never told anyone I was dyslexic. I was still in that mindset of dyslexia is not going to hold me back. And I don't need to tell anyone. It's not a problem anymore. I've dealt with it. In hindsight, if I was a bit more aware, I probably would have looked at it a bit differently. Because the point being is that with a few changes in your workplace or a few ways of doing things differently, you can be remarkably productive. But how do you approach this big question, do I tell my boss? What I recommend is if you're starting out in a job or you're going into something you know you can do, is to wait a few months to get in there and get some case studies, get some real experience, show your worth. Because the thing is, most employers like myself, we value good employees even, that can actually deliver results. Because that's all a boss is after, results. If you think about it, a boss is, if you're in a big company, they want to look good. Can you make them look good is the thing to think about. You know, majority of bosses are after safety and security. So as long as the employee's pulling their weight and making them look good up the chain, then they're more likely to listen. The second thing is if you're in a smaller company with a boss, again, they're even more results driven. If you get them results, if you solve problems they don't want to solve, then they're happy with it. You know, that's what they're after. But sometimes it's good to be able to show case studies and experience. And you may also decide after 3 months it's not the right role for you. You may decide you want to do something a bit more problem solving and creative where our talents really shine. But I think as well, you've also got to try and feel out your boss as well. And you'll get to know them after a few months of how they are. You've got to remember that 20% of the world is dyslexic to some level. A lot of them may not know it, but they are. And a lot of them will actually have family members, friends that are dyslexic, and it may pull on a heartstring as well that will work in your favor. So don't hold back for that reason. You want to be really clear when you do set about it, is to make sure you've You've got some case studies. You've got some experiences you can share with them. Say, hey, I did this really well. You know, I'm one of the few on your team that can do it. Like I remember back, I worked in an investment banking kind of company at one point, which you'd think isn't really, I was an administrator. So it was really probably not fit for purpose for who I was. And I didn't last there for a long, long time. But I always remember going through a team personality testing. So what this company did is they took us out into a beautiful location by a beach. Imagine a beautiful beach, little like kind of surf club. And we were all sitting in there and we were doing this personality testing. And what they do is they map the team onto a chart. And everyone's in different places. The manager was in a specific place, so they'd pick the right manager. And then all the key admin staff were on one side of this chart, which is the kind of less dyslexic side, shall we say. And then I was over in another freaking corner. I was somewhere completely different the way my brain worked. And where I was really good in the team is I would be the creative problem solver. When things went wrong, I could work out how to solve them, where the rest of the team were just like pressing the same button 1,000 times and not actually getting anywhere. And then you need those people, but you also need the problem solvers. So, you know, I did quite well in that role. I moved on because I didn't enjoy it. And to be honest, as I say, I never said I was dyslexic. I'm sure from that charting process, they could work out there was something a bit different about me. But, you know, it was my choice to leave, not them pushing me out. So just remember, your skills are valuable. And I think this is the big point about it, is it does come down to confidence. You've got to, you know, over time, as you learn more about your dyslexia and you start to own it, and I really think that's the key, you know, owning your dyslexia, you're going to be more confident to tell people and you're going to be proud about it. One of the things we're considering, or I'm considering, is around how do we help employers understand dyslexia better. You know, a great one is actually looking at how you actually explain it. Because once you tell them, you've got to think, you know, we naturally think, what are they going to think? And if they're unaware, they're going to think, oh, it's a reading writing disorder. But if you come out and say, I'm a dyslexic problem solver, if you try and phrase it, you know, you've seen and you've got those case studies of saying, hey, look at this problem I solved. No one else in the team could do it. This is where I'm really good at. And I've got a few tools that I'm using that are solving my reading and writing challenges. So what I'd love is if there's any more work around problem solving, put it my way. That's where I will shine. If you can kind of show them where you would fit better, a lot of employers are happy to mold positions. If you're in a smaller to medium business, they're a lot more malleable, shall we say, you know, flexible. Whereas if you can, in the hardest ones are probably the biggest, big organizations that don't have as much flexibility. So just be cautious of those. Make sure you're in a role that fits you. What I suggest to a lot of dyslexics, if you are in a job, start considering a part-time business. Because if you can get into a part-time business that suits your style, whatever that is, you're going to potentially find something you love and you're passionate about. You know, what I find with dyslexics is we can build systems in our head. So we can actually build systems that work in business, even if it's a small business, and then we're really good at getting other people to do the work. We're not always great at pushing the same button 1,000 times. Although routine can keep us safe, we're naturally not that ordered. So our routine goes out of order a lot. So, you know, part-time businesses could be for you. You know, my mum, I still don't know if she is dyslexic. I'm still waiting for her to do the test. I wonder if that's a telltale sign there. She hasn't done the test. You know, for her, she's a real extroverted person. But she's not great with systems, fulfilling things. But she's great at talking to people. She's the most lovely person. She knows everyone. And she's really external, really gets out there. And she found for herself network marketing in something she was passionate about, which is environmental products that are good for the people and good for the environment, worked for her because she had a business model behind her that actually really was awesome. It really sold, you know, it solved the problem of having to fulfill. She could just do what she was great at, which is talk and meet people, and inspire them, which is what she's great at, and let someone else do the back end work in a part-time business. So, you know, it's something to consider if you haven't already and you are an employee. Would a part-time business be a good use of your time? Would it be something that you would enjoy? Could it open up new opportunities for you? So don't rule that out. But if we close off today, what I really want to say is, don't be scared to tell your boss. You know, you need to feel comfortable in your role. If you're comfortable with them not knowing and caring as it is, it's fine. But if you do have that anxiety of saying, oh, I think they should at least know, is do just prepare yourself. Get ready for it. Don't overthink it. Don't sit there worrying, because worrying is usually just you creating stories in your head or very visual stories that don't exist. And that just causes you pain. We don't want that. We want you to relax into it, be honest, and tell the, you know, make sure you feel good at what you're doing. So hopefully there's been some value in that. You know, I really think this is a problem for dyslexics, and we are going to try and do a bit more on employees who have dyslexia and try and help you out a bit more. But have a fantastic rest of your day. If you've got an Easter Monday off, enjoy it, relax with family and friends, and have a lot of fun. I'll be back tomorrow.